From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The Netherlands donated COVID-19 personal protective equipment to Indonesia through the Indonesian Red Cross, or PMI, and the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to a press statement issued by Minister Plenipotentiary, or Deputy Head of Mission of the Embassy of the Kingdom of the Netherlands in Jakarta, Ardi Stoios Braken, the Indonesian government has achieved impressive results in its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, head of the ICRC Regional Delegation for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Alexander Faita, said the ICRC, together with the PMI, is endeavoring to assist the Indonesian government's COVID-19 response. Faita lauded the Netherlands for the donation and said he hopes efforts will be scaled up to reach out to more people. The Indonesian government has decided to impose safeguard duties on imported garments and accessories to thwart potentially heavy losses to the domestic industry. The government made the decision in response to the final report of the Indonesian Trade Safeguarding Committee, which stated that a surge in imports of garments and accessories poses the threat of serious losses to the domestic industry. Directorate General of Customs and Excise at the Finance Ministry said in a statement on Tuesday, the imposition of safeguard duties is part of the government's effort to remedy the threat. Bali Tourism Office has tightened CHSE, or Cleanliness, Health, Safety, and Environment Sustainability protocols in 94 tourist attractions as part of preparations for welcoming domestic and international tourists during the Christmas and New Year holiday. Acting head of the office, Chok Bagus Pemayun, said in Denpasar Tuesday, Bali Tourism Office has prepared standard operating procedures to handle tourists. To boost tourist arrivals, the Bali government has proposed that travelers from 5 additional countries, namely Australia, the United States, Russia, Germany, and the United Kingdom, be allowed to enter Indonesia, especially Bali. The Indonesian government has so far opened entry to tourists from 19 countries. Now we move to the international news. Singapore will allow vaccinated arrivals from 5 more countries, including Indonesia and India, to access the country without quarantine via its travel lanes from November 29. Its transport minister made the statement. Singapore has allowed quarantine-free entry for vaccinated travelers from Australia and Switzerland in early November. The country added to a list of 10 other countries, including the United States and several European nations. Japan has confirmed the highly pathogenic bird flu subtype H5N8 was detected at a poultry farm in Izumi City in Kagoshima Prefecture in southwestern Japan in the third outbreak of avian influenza in the country this winter, the Agriculture Ministry said on Tuesday. The increase in the number of people around the world getting infected from bird flu this year is becoming a source of concern for epidemiological experts, especially as the world slowly recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic. China has reported 21 human infections with the H5N6 subtype of avian influenza in 2021 to the World Health Organization, compared with only 5 last year, it said, with 6 dead and many of the others critically ill. First Vice Foreign Minister Choi Jong-kun held talks with his American counterpart on Tuesday to discuss North Korea and other issues. The U.S. State Department said in a statement that Deputy Secretary Wendy Sherman and Vice Minister Choi reaffirmed that U.S. and South Korea alliance as the linchpin of peace, security, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. The department added Sherman and Choi underscored that cooperation among the United States, South Korea, and Japan is essential to tackling the global challenges of the 21st century. We end the news with suicide bombers that have targeted the Ugandan capital, Kampala, killing at least 3 people and injuring more than 30 others. 3 attackers on motorbikes blew themselves up near parliament and the city's police headquarters. The number of dead is likely to rise with the blast leaving body parts strewn in the streets. The militants, Amak News Agency reports, the Islamic State group has said it was behind the attack. The attacks came within 3 minutes of each other. More bombs have been found in other parts of the city. According to police spokesman Fred Enanga, the bomb threats are still active, especially from suicide attackers. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 17, 1950, when the United Nations Security Council Resolution 89 was adopted. The resolution stated that after receiving complaints from Egypt, Israel, Jordan, and the staff chief of Armistice Supervisory Organization regarding the implementation of the Armistice Agreement that was designed to end the Arab-Israeli War, the Council asked the Egyptian and Israeli Mixed Armistice Commission to pay attention to complaints about the expulsion of thousands of Palestinian Arabians. The Council asked both parties to respond to all the Commission's findings and to repatriate Arabians who were believed to be able to return. Moving on to an event on November 17, 1950, Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama, was crowned head of state of Tibet. Tenzin Gyatso is the 14th Dalai Lama. On November 17, 1950, at the age of 15, he ascended the throne as the head of state of Tibet during the occupation of the area by troops of the People's Republic of China. After the defeat of the Tibetan resistance movement in 1915, I should say 1959, Tenzin Gyatso fled to India and established the Tibetan government in exile. Tenzin Gyatso was the first Dalai Lama to visit the Western world. In 1989, he received the Nobel Peace Prize. We end today in history with an event on November 17, 2013, the crash of the Tatarstan Airlines Flight 363. Tatarstan Airlines Flight 363 was a scheduled domestic passenger flight operated by Tatarstan Airlines under the name Akbars Aero from Moscow to Kazan, Russia. On November 17, 2013, at 7:20 p.m. local time, a Boeing 737-500 crashed at Kazan International Airport while trying to land, killing all 44 passengers and 6 crew on board. This accident led to the temporary closure of the airport. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yesusnya ku berada, aku berada di cinta yang salah. Akankah ku tinggalkan semua perasaanku untuk selamanya? Telepati, akan aku ungkap isi hati. Apakah arti cinta sejati bila menuju ke arah yang tak pasti? Ku teringat saat ku mengenalmu, aku pun tahu kita takkan bersatu. Hati ingin ungkap semua rasa, tapi kata ini tak bersuara. Telepati, akan aku ungkap isi hati. Apakah arti cinta sejati bila menuju ke arah yang tak pasti?
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is ready to lead and host the ASEAN meeting on transportation for ministers, high officials, and ASEAN working group in 2022. That was stated by the Transport Minister, Budi Kaesumadi, during the virtual ASEAN Transport Ministers Meeting and Associated Meetings 2021 on Friday. Minister Budi Karya in a written statement said, "The meeting is important for transportation development in ASEAN. Through partnership in the transportation sector between ASEAN countries and other countries such as Japan, South Korea, China, and US, as well as with other ASEAN dialogue partners." According to Minister Budi Karya, this year's Minister Joint Statement became an important document. This document will be a reference framework for cooperation in ASEAN's land, sea, and air transportation. Budi Kaesumadi hoped the COVID-19 pandemic will get better so that ASEAN meeting on transportation in 2022 can be held face-to-face. ASEAN Transportation Ministers Meeting agreed on a joint initiative resulting from this year's meeting, related to the continuation of partnership or cooperation in the transportation sector. The meeting also agreed on the initiative for COVID-19 recovery, digital transformation increase in ASEAN, ASEAN single flight market strengthening, ASEAN land transport network increase, and cross-border goods transportation facility. They also agreed on the sustainable transportation integration, sea transport connectivity and integration increase, and transportation cooperation with some ASEAN dialogue partners.
Oh,
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Kowal Village is located east of Labuan Bajo, the capital city of West Manggarai Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. Going to Kowal Village can be reached by land using motor vehicles. The traveling time by motorcycle is about 3 to 4 hours from Labuan Bajo. Located in Kuhus District, Kowal Village has now been dressed as a tourism village. The main attractions are natural beauty, culture, handicraft, local culinary, artificial tourism spots, and coffee agrotourism. It is managed by a group of youth organized under the Creative Youth Association. Institutionally, this group was strengthened by the formation of the Bukit Porong Tourism Awareness Group on March 6, 2021. It was formed as a response to change in Labuan Bajo tourism that is increasingly famous as one of the super priority tours in Indonesia, with the leading destination of Komodo National Park. Kowal Tourism Village is a new one developed with the concept of storynomic village tourism. This concept means promoting narrative, creative contents, living culture, and cultural power. All tourism attractions, both natural, cultural, and artificial, will be narrated with interesting stories for tourists. Furthermore, the development of creative contents on social media is promotional medium for tourists. Kowal Tourism Village has the power of natural and cultural tourism, which becomes the main magnet to attract tourists. In this village, there is a tourist spot for Bukit Porong Tedeng, which means the Hill of Hope. Tourists can enjoy the sensation of natural scenery from the height as above the clouds. Kowal Tourism Village is also developing coffee agrotourism that is part of a local village tour package. The visitors will have the experience of traveling to coffee plantation. The types being developed are Arabica coffee and Robusta coffee. Even if visiting at the right time, visitors can participate in harvesting Arabica coffee, which usually takes place during April to June, while Robusta coffee is harvested from June to September. It is a very suitable tourism destination for coffee lovers. You must keep in mind that you must apply health protocols so that your vacation is safe and comfortable. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Aku kesal dengan jarak yang sering memisahkan kita, hingga aku hanya bisa
berbincang denganmu di WhatsApp. Aku kesal dengan waktu yang tak pernah berhenti bergerak. Barang sejenak agar ku bisa menikmati tawamu. Ingin ku berdiri di sebelahmu, menggenggam erat jari-jarimu, mendengarkan lagu Sheila on Seven seperti waktu itu. Saat kau di sisiku, dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan. Bertanya-tanya, ingin ku bakar dia yang sering mention-mentionan denganmu di Twitter. Namun kau selalu meyakinkanku untuk tumbuhkan percaya, bukan rasa curiga. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is menanyakan waktu luang, which means asking for free time. So stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about bagaimana kalau besok siang, which means what if tomorrow afternoon. This conversation happens between Kevin and Mela. Kevin asks about Mela's free time on the phone. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah kamu punya acara malam ini?
Malam ini aku ada janji dengan dokter gigi. Ada apa?
Aku mau mengajak kamu makan. Bagaimana kalau besok siang?
Aku bisa.
Thank you.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Apakah kamu punya? Apakah kamu punya? Which means, do you have? Acara malam ini? Acara malam ini? Which means, an appointment tonight? Ada apa? Ada apa? Which means, what's wrong? Aku mau mengajak kamu. Aku mau mengajak kamu. Which means, I want to take you. Makan. Makan. Which means, eat. Aku mau mengajak kamu makan. Aku mau mengajak kamu makan. Which means, I want to take you to eat. Dokter gigi. Dokter gigi. Which means, dentist. Besok. Besok. Which means, tomorrow. Besok siang. Besok siang, which means tomorrow afternoon. In the conversation, there is an expression, bagaimana kalau besok siang? Bagaimana kalau besok siang? Which means, what if tomorrow afternoon? You can use the expression to ask for free time. After that, you mention adverbs of time, such as malam ini, which means tonight. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Or, nanti siang, which means this afternoon. Let's listen to the other examples of expressions to ask for free time. Apakah kamu mau ikut ke pantai nanti siang? Apakah kamu mau ikut ke pantai nanti siang? Which means, do you want to go to the beach this afternoon? Siang ini aku ada kegiatan di rumah, bagaimana kalau besok? Siang ini aku ada kegiatan di rumah, bagaimana kalau besok? Which means, I have something to do at home. What if tomorrow afternoon? Apakah kamu mau ikut ke mall nanti siang? Apakah kamu mau ikut ke mall nanti siang? Which means, will you come with us to the mall this afternoon? Maaf, aku masih kerja. Bagaimana kalau nanti malam? Maaf, aku masih kerja. Bagaimana kalau nanti malam? Which means, sorry, I will be still working. What if tonight? Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah kamu punya acara malam ini?
Malam ini, aku ada janji dengan dokter Gigi. Ada apa?
Aku mau mengajak kamu makan. Bagaimana kalau besok siang?
Aku bisa.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you next time with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Nada-nada kasih kita telah lama sunyi tak bersuara. Rindu-rindu yang biasa telah hilang sirna disapu kelam. Salahkah aku tinggalkan kamu? Apakah dirimu memang benar aku cinta? Dan kaulah satu-satunya. Lalu kenapa diriku jatuh hati kepadanya? Maaf bila ku tercipta untuknya, bukan untukmu. Tanpa pisah, gugur satu bunga di taman hati. Oh, salahkah aku tinggalkan kamu? Oh, apakah dirimu memang benar aku cinta?
satu-satunya lalu. Kenapa diriku jatuh hati kepadanya? Maaf bila ku tercipta untuknya, bukan untukmu. Aku sangka kaulah yang terbaik, tapi dia yang melukis senyumku. Telah ku coba, namun sayangnya ku tak mampu pertahankan runtuh dinding hatiku.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today we will present you a song from West Java, Bandung. The song Bandung with Sundanese lyrics contains an expression from the heart about Bandung. In the lyrics, it is mentioned that someone always imagines the beauty and love from Bandung city. There are a lot of memories in Bandung, such as dating with lover on rainy days. Alright, listener. This is the song Bandung by Yura Yunita.
Sajauh ning panginditan, satebihing lelengkahan. Hep di mana diri miara, mulang tetep kasalira. Dina tetep unggal juru, ayah carita nunyentuh kabu. Bayang-bayang saban wayah mawa tenang. Ku endah na, ku asih na, numi tetep matri dina ati, matak betah tu manina. Nu di Ninang ninang rerendengan, cuma rita pacantel rasa. Hujanan paduduan, duh urang mi cinta. Tak betah tu maninah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Moa bade pipisan.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Cerita cinta kuring manehna
we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.